Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is Janine, and you're listening to Lunch with Loudon. Coffee Party Internet Radio is a part of our Be the Media project. If you're interested in being a part of Be the Media, go to www.coffeepartyusa.com and click on volunteer opportunities and let us know that you're interested. Above all, in this era of alt truth and funny facts, it's time for us all to be the media. Consider joining our team. So, power to the people. Because Coffee Party Methods have, for the last few years, focused on using our social media presence to alert our members and supporters to actions and events and opportunities. I start each broadcast now with a little segment called Power to the People. Before I begin, let me say, if you would like to promote actions in your community, I don't care if it's a coffee at your house, in your state, in your nation, you can have an announcement on the air or be a guest and deliver your own message. You can do that by contacting me directly, but just be sure to get to me, you know, early so that I can have you ready to go. If you go to the Lunch with Loudon Facebook page, you'll see all the different ways you can contact me by email, voicemail, or even just leave a message on the Lunch with Loudon Facebook page. If you have something to promote today, you can call 646-929-2495 and press 1 to be put in the host queue. You could be one of the first to take that opportunity. When you call in, remember the civility pledge. And for those who need a refresher, here it is. As a member or supporter of the Coffee Party, I pledge to conduct myself in a way that is civil, honest, and respectful towards people with whom I disagree. I value people from different cultures, I value people with different ideas, and I value and cherish the democratic process. Easy enough. So here it is, events from May 26th, through this weekend to next weekend. And I know I can get sort of monotone. If there's a male voice out there that would like to help me read Power to the People every week, by all means, get a hold of me and volunteer, because I think alternating voices would be great to help people separate the events. But today I have called upon my retired school mom, mother-in-law, Belle. And so I'll do this tween events. Hope you can hear it. Okay, so on June 3rd, this coming Saturday, is the March for Truth. On June 3rd, across the nation, we'll march. I'm quoting for the website. For transparency, for democracy, for truth. Hashtag March for Truth. Learn more at www.marchfortruth.info/. So beyond this week, I found a bunch of things going on. Some of these are repeats, but most of them are not. I was doing research for the March for Truth, and when I typed in marchfortruth.com instead of .info, I got a whole different march, and this one is called the March for Journalism. I'm going to quote from that page, remember, marchfortruth.com instead of marchfortruth.info. Quote, a strong journalism sector is necessary for a strong democracy. 3 million Americans work in the media. Journalism and the information sector. Tens of millions more work in these same industries around the world. Billions of us are social media users. This march is about celebrating and defending journalism as a pillar of democracy and freedom, or as we like to call it, the fourth wall. So again, the website promises events in D.C., New York, and L.A., and a future listing of satellite marches. So the date has not been, it says TBA, to be announced, but I'm very interested in this one. Obviously, I have a huge interest in journalism, and Coffee Party has a huge interest in journalism, hence our project, Be the Media. This is a reminder that later in June, June 23rd, I believe, through 26th, that the Coffee Party USA membership will be voting in the election for members of the board of directors. So that's a gratuitous plug for an event, but I don't want people to forget. If you're a voting member, if you're a donating member, you'll get a ballot by email. Okay, so every week I report on at least some of the ongoing things that one might participate in. And one of them is called Daily Action. I'm going to talk about this group later in this broadcast, so I thought I'd give you all an expanded view of Daily Action today. So, full disclosure, I get these texts every day, and I'm a participant, but from at Your Daily Action on Facebook. We take all the hassle out of making your voice heard. Every day, you will receive a brief text message outlining that day's targeted action. You simply click on the included number, and after listening to a description of that day's issue, you will enter your zip code and from there be connected to your senator, member of Congress, or other appropriate person. If you live in D.C., we make sure that your opinion is also counted by connecting you to a relevant committee head of Congress. So you can check out these folks at Your Daily Action on Facebook, at Your Daily Action on Twitter, and when you get there, you can see what it takes to sign up for daily alerts. Move on. Hashtag resistance summer is a fairly new thing that I've stumbled into. So I'm going to quote from www.moveon.org, resistance summer. Resistance summer has three core objectives: build and demonstrate the electoral power of the resistance, 2, develop new leadership and capacity. 1,000 Move On mobilizers building strategic capacity, organizing and mobilizing skills and relationships, ready to take action in moments of rapid response. And 3, win tangible victories this summer against Trumpism, the word I don't use, and for a hopeful future. Hopeful future is a term I use. So the vision statement of Resistance Summer, and again, I'm giving you more information than usual because we haven't discussed this on the broadcast before. Here it is, vision statement. I believe that we can build a country with room for all of us, with an economy that works for all of us, that welcomes refugees and immigrants, that takes action to address climate change, that makes it easier, not harder, to vote, that values Black lives, that stands against sexism, racism, and Islamophobia. I share a commitment to nonviolent action to achieve this vision. I have to say, I could have written that mission statement because it's very much about me. My personal philosophy is I stole from the fiction character Harry Bosch, and it's everybody counts or nobody counts. Our revolution calendar is busy. I checked this morning to see what I could find, and after I entered my zip code, this is what I found. I got an Our Revolution Lane County meets every Saturday, gave the address. All are welcome to come and visit, have coffee, listen to guest speakers, and join in discussions and activities that teach us how to actively participate in a bottom-up strategy for progressive change. So June 3rd, Eugene, I suggest, you know, which is 45 miles from me, and I recommend that if you're interested in that kind of an event, you too can go to ourrevolution.com/action/, and put in your zip code and see what's happening in your neck of the woods. So the other group that puts out a calendar of ongoing events is Indivisible. And curious about what I would find today, hoping, you know, I don't want to give you a dead link, you know. I put in my zip code, and here's what I found. I found Indivisible Corvallis. I live in Corvallis, Oregon, well, in the foothills of the Oregon Coast Range, just outside of Corvallis. I found Lady Power Happy Hour. I'm checking that one out. Action Together Oregon and Show Up Everywhere, Corvallis and Environs. So every time I go to this site, oh, and it also gave some more Indivisible groups that are in the cities that circle Corvallis, so the neighboring towns. So that was a pretty effective search. So every time I go to these links, the calendar links, I find even more information. So they're not static. If you check out, if you're interested in any of these projects and you've checked them out before, you might want to check them out again. So again, to find this information, www.indivisibleguide.com/action-calendar. All of us was new to me today, and if you already knew, woohoo! you should have gone and left me a message on Lunch with Loudon, and then you could have told me about it, and we would have shared our announcement together. So I'm going to quote from the website, www.allofus.org. Here's the quote. The new America we create together will not be rooted in the hatred of racism or the greed of corporate capitalism, but in the love of family and community. We'll create a new America, an America that can finally live up to its highest ideals, an America for all of us, unquote. Once again, everybody counts or nobody counts. And certainly the love of family and community are right in there with the vision and mission of Coffee Party. So I'll be checking this group out, and perhaps you will be too. So again, if you want your event promoted here, leave me a message on Lunch with Loudon Facebook page. All of the organizations that I have discussed today and on previous broadcasts are posted on that page, and so you don't have to remember the website. You can go click through, and that'll be a way to go. All right. Oh, one more ding. Time for our topic. Before I dive in, though, if you'd like to chime in on this conversation, you dial 646-929-2495, 1 to be put in the host queue. If you don't press 1, you appear to be someone who's just listening to the show live on the phone. And I promise not to call on you if you call in that way, unless you put the 1 up. So it's kind of a rookie mistake. I've done it, been there, done that, burned the t-shirt. So you're safe just calling in and listening. So let's begin. After I named the broadcast Compassionate Activism, I talked to several people about my motivation behind the title. You know, the for something versus the against something feels like it makes a difference in the energy and the power of the delivery of the message. You know, so like the March for Women, the March for Science, feels more powerful to me than, although I'm no less committed than the march against Monsanto, for example, or marches that are like no Keystone XL pipeline. So, um, but I I guess I felt the word compassion would evoke something that tempered anger and hate while still forwarding a strong public message, a powerful public message, without the use of angst and anger and violence. So I talked to some friends to sort of flesh out this subject. And long story short, the conversation with my friends pointed to another explanation for why I sought this subject and why I, you know, did the best I could with the title. So here's the scenario. So have you ever been watching a news broadcast and found yourself asking the question, where are the adults? I certainly have, and way more often than I care to admit. And it's not like an us versus them, we're adults, they're not adults kind of thing, but like a longing, a sorrow that political correctness has devolved to the level of a middle school mean girl gossip fest. It's just mean-spirited. And in the face of this like childlike melee, you know, what looks like kids, little kids throwing sand at each other, you know, the rallies and the marches and the protests since the election have been, by contrast, large and calm and inclusive. And so even though there are a few reports of violence or vandalism, they're easily assigned to fringe groups who are known to and managed by law enforcement. And that's not like the canned response. I live in Oregon. I know that the so-called Portland riots got a lot of press and got a lot of time, you know, video time on news reports a while ago. But they were the actions of a very small fringe group that made a really big impact. What is less known? I mean, there were thousands of people at the rally and 20 of them. And they created a lot of chaos and a lot of damage. And it was a sad thing, but it was quickly stopped. So what is less publicized is that the organizers of the actual march put together a fundraising campaign to support repairs to affected businesses. And so they raised thousands and thousands of dollars. And basically, their goal was to raise the deductibles for the insurance for all of these damaged businesses or public buildings or whatever it was. And they were very successful. So again, by contrast to the food fight you see on TV every day between commentators and politicians, and lordy, lordy, yesterday a candidate for governor bopping a reporter from Guardian, the rallies and the demonstrations and the marches are hugely nonviolent and actually a lot of fun. They've been a lot of fun. So the folks that accidentally became my focus panel for this topic changed my focus from for versus against to thoughtful versus childish or emotional. Maybe it's thoughtful versus emotional, mature versus childish, that kind of with manners without, I don't know. So I woke up this morning and I dove into an internet search for an explanation for the phenomena that we're witnessing, this food fight phenomena. And here are a few things I found. I actually found more information about the opposite. Where does the food fight not occur? So in early April, the results from a Daily Action survey, remember Daily Action, I talked a little bit more about them earlier in the broadcast than I would normally do. The Daily Action survey about who is it who responds to their calls to action was released. And I quote from an article that's titled, Trump's Biggest Opposition, Middle-Aged Women. Quote, the raw numbers, 86% of those who participated were female, and 66% were over the age of 45, with 72% of women saying they'd already taken part in a protest against the Trump administration, and 77% saying that they were very likely to protest in the future. The image, oh, by the way, that article is posted on the Lynch with Loudon Facebook page. So the image I used to promote this broadcast today is a poster child for the survey result. It's a woman who was at the Eugene Climate March, Eugene, Oregon Climate March, and she's obviously over 45, and her sign says, "This is my fifth protest since January. I'm not getting paid, and I'm not giving up. Persist and resist." I love the sign. So, here I am doing my internet search, and our president has been childish. He's been naughty, in my opinion, in Europe, and I'm trying to say this in a unshocked way, but basically he executed multiple unfortunate acts, like dissing the NATO dedication of the September 11th and Article 5 memorial by saying NATO members need to pay more and questioning how much the new building cost. In my opinion, this is an epic fail and a missed opportunity when it comes to European diplomacy with our long-time allies. I mean, remember, the only time Article 5 has ever been evoked by NATO, and Article 5 being an attack against one is an attack against all, was after September 11th attack. And, you know, he just did a grandstanding thing at what was intended, you know, where generosity of spirit and gratitude for recognition might have been much more appropriate. I'm very sorry to say that this isn't about for or against. I'm not against President Trump. I am for diplomacy. I am for maturity in our international relationships. I am for thoughtful problem solving when it comes to the issues that face Americans today, and frankly, the issues that face the world. I am for the due process of law, I am for the balance of power, the separation of powers, rather. I am for so many things that make this experiment, the thing we call this republic's democracy, so unique and so special. And so I apologize if it sounds like I'm against. Now, I resist, and I get the difference between resisting and being against. Resisting is saying, I don't want to turn right at this corner. I want to turn left at this corner, or I don't want to turn south on this corner. I want to go straight, or, you know, all I'm saying is part of our job as active citizens, as engaged Americans, is to make sure the course is true. And so I am for all the things that do true the course, and I am for the process that allows my input, which includes all the things we talk about every week, whether it's making phone calls, sending postcards, standing on street corners, calling our friends, meeting for coffee and having that face-to-face, let's talk about this. All those things are a part of the due process. Citizen engagement was never, it was always a part. It was always a part of the plan. And so, again, I know that I needed to say this is for something rather than against. I'm not intending to be critical. If your feeling is I am so against this or so against that, I got it. But the difference for me, And the tool for me is I feel more powerful when I can say my bit, do my thing, and exercise my rights and responsibilities as a citizen without denigrating anyone, without putting them down, without mopping the floor with them. You know what I'm saying? And frankly, in this little spontaneous focus group I was involved in last night, the irony of that feeling is we sort of talked about what do you do when people want to do that to you. That which I refuse to do to others is often done to me. People talk over me. People yell at me. People cut me off, you know, in a conversation. I have been confronted on the streets because of a bumper sticker for a local candidate. I've been, you know, so actually a part of that conversation with friends last night sort of turned to what do we do in the face of people who will denigrate, people who are motivated by against and fear and hatred. And obviously one thing we realized was to be safe and walk away, you know. Another was to say, hey, we're still just people. Is there, you know, what have I done to make you feel like it's okay to yell at me? I'm confused. But on the other hand, I promise you, I will show up at the next march. I will be at the, and I will perhaps engage these people, but I will not be deterred. I will persist and I will resist. And I will do so with a clear conscience because I refuse to denigrate others or allow myself to be denigrated by others. So I did not intend to have a soliloquy like that, but I guess it happened. And I feel strongly, you know, that the whole, frankly, the thing that brought me to Coffee Party was the belief that when people come together, however much they disagree, and if they sit down and have a cup of coffee and talk about it, they will find they have much in common, that they are more alike than different, and that we can find resolution through engagement when dignity is preserved. So there's my little there's my little rant for the day. So listen, let's continue. This is Memorial Weekend, and oh my gosh, I forgot to report that there are some beautiful events in Washington, D.C. this Memorial Weekend put on by a coalition of groups. Oh my gosh, here I'm going to ding. I'm going to do this from memory, but Veterans for Peace are doing something at the Vietnam Wall. There are going to be several events in Washington, D.C. They actually start tomorrow and go through the weekend. I apologize that I forgot them in my broadcast today. I will, quick like a bunny, move them up from lower down in the posts. I'll repost them towards the top of the page so that anyone who is in the Washington, D.C. area can participate in these amazing and wonderful memorials to veterans, and veterans who gave the ultimate price. And I don't know if there's a way to locate events near you. I know there is, and if I find an easy way, I'll post that and share it too. It's actually a very important day to me, so I'm glad I thought of it before we signed off. Oh, here's the ding. So listen, I can't leave without giving you the Coffee Party telethon moment, and here it is. Coffee Party USA is totally funded by you, our members and supporters. Citizens United has not benefited us. We have no sugar daddy behind the curtain. It's just us, you and me. If you'd like to become a member, go to www.coffeepartyusa.com and click on the big red Become a Member button. You can choose to be an annual member, a monthly sustainer, or a one-time donor. Thank you. Thank you.
for all you do. Coffee party on.